Well, good afternoon. First off, I'd like to tell you that I appreciate all your patience. I know you folks have been waiting for several hours to have an opportunity to talk with us. First, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Aaron Sauer. I'm an air safety investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board out of the Central Region. And to my left here, I'd like to have Captain Brown introduce himself.
I'm Captain George Brown, spokesperson for the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
Thank you, Captain. Well, to begin, what I'd like to say is offer our condolences to the family and friends and those who knew the individual who was on board the airplane that experienced an accident yesterday. I also want to extend our greatest appreciation to the local authorities, including the Oklahoma State Patrol, the Owosso Fire Department, police, that have offered their services since the time they were notified of the accident. We've had countless resources and manpower already invested into taking care of extinguishing the fire that was that did occur after the accident happened, in addition to providing security for us until we were able to get here on scene. So I truly appreciate the support of everybody from the local community that's been involved. To begin, what I'd like to do is brief you on what we can, or what we do know in regards to the accident at this point in time. Yesterday, on November 10th, approximately 3:45 local time, we had a Mitsubishi MU-2 aircraft impact wooded terrain just east of the end of 98th Street here in Owosso, Oklahoma. The airplane had departed approximately 3 o'clock local time out of Salina, Kansas. There was one person on board who was fatally injured. At this point in time, we are still trying to establish the registered owner of the aircraft. We are working with local authorities as well as the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, to establish some of that information. Myself, I arrived on scene this afternoon. I've had two colleagues of mine that were able to get in to Tulsa last night. They have been providing support to the investigation since they arrived last night, and I want to extend my appreciation to my colleagues as well. We've had great support from the Federal Aviation Administration, Mitsubishi, who represents the airframe manufacturer, Honeywell Engines, who represents the engine manufacturer. In addition, we did, again, have one person on board that was fatally injured. At this point in time, identification of that individual has still not been determined. So at this point, we are not able to release the name of the individual on board. When positive identification is made known, the local law enforcement will be going ahead and releasing that information. What we can tell you at this point in time is we have several witnesses that did observe the aircraft during its flight path and subsequent descent from altitude. The aircraft was on approach to runway 18 left at Tulsa. That was the destination for this particular airplane. We are still gathering witness information. We do plan on interviewing those folks personally, but at this point in time, I personally have not done so. My team is comprised of the Federal Aviation Administration, Mitsubishi Aircraft, Honeywell Engines, and we've also been in coordination with local law enforcement. We have spent the better part of the day documenting what we can on scene. The aircraft did sustain a post-crash fire. After the aircraft did impact the terrain, there was a fire, and that was extinguished. The aircraft was destroyed by the fire. However, there's a lot of information that still is to be gathered out there. So we'll be spending the next couple days documenting the site. In addition, we'll be gathering maintenance records for the aircraft. We understand that many of those records may exist at a company here in Tulsa, so we are in the process of gathering that information. We are also in the process of gathering any information we can involving the pilot in what his training, what his experience, and all of that information may be at this point in time. In addition, the NTSB has several folks in our headquarters in Washington, D.C., specialists surrounding air traffic control, radar, weather, all of those aspects will be taken a look at a little bit more in detail, and we have specialists working those aspects right now. The NTSB, we conduct our investigations by investigating man, machine, and environment. The man being the pilot, what is his training, what is his experience, what is his background, the machine being the aircraft, what is its history, what is the maintenance, and so forth, and then the environment, the weather conditions. The aircraft will be here, and we'll be documenting it for the next 2 days. We do have some preliminary arrangements already being made to help us move some items for us to do continuing investigative work on what is left of the aircraft. And from this point forward, we'll be spending a couple days out here. We'll be reviewing those maintenance records. The aircraft will then be recovered out of this location, be moved to a secure facility to be determined at this point in time. But that'll be stored at that facility where continuing investigative work will be done as needed. A preliminary NTSB report should be available on our website, which is www.ntsb.gov, within the next week or so. So I advise you, if you would like further information, that'll be available within probably next week. With that, I'd like to go ahead and open it up to any questions that any of you folks may have.
Yes, sir. Morgan Chesky, KSCO Pod News. Do you know, in fact, there was just one person on board that airplane when it went down?
That's correct. There was one soul on board.
And from what you've seen today, is there anything that will lead you to a preliminary cause of crash by now?
No. At this point in time, we just arrived on scene. Our investigations are very complex, very thorough, very detailed. They do take time. Certainly way too soon to speculate on any type of cause.
Talk about access to the crash scene. I know it's heavily wooded back there.
That's correct.
What's that been like? Has that been a challenge for you guys to investigate the scene today?
No. Some of the fire rescue personnel, they did have to cut some of the trees down in order to gain access with their equipment to get back there, which made the access for us, once we arrived on scene, a little bit easier. There are some challenges, just given the nature of how the wreckage came to rest and some of the hazards that are associated with that. But my team is very well trained in dealing with these types of scenes, that we're certainly taking every precaution to make sure everybody is safe and a subsequent accident doesn't occur.
Have you been able to recover the black box below inside the aircraft?
This particular aircraft is not equipped with what you would consider a cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder. So none of those black boxes have been recovered.
That fire that broke out, you can tell it happened post-impact, not in the air on the way down?
Again, we've gathered some witness information. We don't have any evidence at this point in time that there was a fire in flight. Everything at this point is post-impact.
Is it fair to say this aircraft was on final when 18 left? Was it in the process of landing?
That's correct.
This is about 5 miles away from.
Yes, actually, the way we would categorize that is we are 5 miles north of the center line of runway 18 left.
There were some reports of an engine out. Is that too preliminary right now for you guys to confirm if one of the engines was out?
Yeah, I still have not personally heard any air traffic control communications. Those are being gathered at this point in time, as well as radar data. So we are certainly gathering that information.
Can it fly, on one engine? I know that some planes can. If they lose one, they can keep flying. Is that the case with this one?
Yes, this airplane is certified to fly on one engine.
Okay. And it has just two
engines? It has two engines. It's a propeller-driven turbine engine aircraft.
Can you talk about how long it might take to possibly be able to identify the body or presumed pilot of the plane?
Well, I don't want to speak on behalf of the medical examiner. But what we're being told is that is certainly being done. They are working with the family for records and so forth to assist in expediting that process as soon as possible.
How has the fire hampered the investigation up to this point? Did it leave not a whole lot behind?
Well, the fire did consume a majority of the aircraft. However, based on our investigation and what we can determine, there's still a lot of information that certainly can be gathered with what remains of the aircraft.
How long has this family owned this aircraft?
We're still gathering that information. As I mentioned earlier, Some of the registration information, we're still trying to piece that together and get a good history on how long the airplane's been owned.
All the mechanicals, when's the last, have you checked the mechanic log books yet and everything like that?
Now, one of the things we do have the maintenance records in our possession. We just have not taken the time as of yet to go through that information.
Is this type of plane equipped with any data recorders?
No, the other reporter had asked that question, and the traditional cockpit voice recorder or flight data recorder were not installed on this airplane.
Can you tell from how the plane went down if the pilot still semi had control, or if the was able to kind of in an attempt to have a crash landing, or if the plane was completely out of control?
I can't speculate on those details.
And air traffic control, was air traffic control in communications with this pilot as they're coming into approach?
Yes, to my understanding. Again, I've not heard the communications, but I've been briefed on the content, and the pilot was in communication with Tulsa International.
Are there any indications of there was an issue on board?
Again, at this point in time, too early to speculate until I go ahead and listen to the communications.
Other pilots in the air say that the air traffic controllers declared an emergency on behalf of this plane. Is that typical, or is that just regular procedure?
Well, different emergencies can be brought up by either the pilot and or anybody who feels the need that an emergency should be or should not be declared. Typical, I couldn't categorize it as typical or non-typical at this point.
And there was no other damage done to the home nearby. I mean, he was able to land in a field away from the other
property. There, other than some trees and in brush terrain, there's no other property damage that we're aware of at this point.
Are you guys going to provide any more briefings while you're here?
I probably will. I'll be in communication with my public affairs office. I may possibly do one tomorrow to give. We'll certainly have a little bit more information that we could possibly share with you tomorrow. I'll coordinate that with our public affairs office and see what we can come up with.
Any idea what time, 9, 8,
around
there?
I'd hate to venture a guess. Probably later afternoon. The longer you give me, the more information I'd be able to share with you.
Sauer, have you ever investigated a crash of a Mitsubishi MQ-2 before?
Yes, I have.
Is there anything different with this type of aircraft and its the way it's manufactured? How that would be different than, let's say, like an NDA?
The bow
issue? I can't classify that. Your question was, have I investigated a Mitsubishi MQ-2 accident? I have. If you'd like specific details on those investigations, I encourage you to go to our website and pull up those accident
okay,
reports.
So just me. How long do you want this to be? Press conference is still going on.
No, again, I would have to go into our accident reports and our probable causes to figure that out. Off the top of my head, there's no pattern.
Was this pilot certification up to date?
Still, pilot records are another aspect, a piece of information that we need to gather in order to piece all that together. One more question. Orn.
Yesterday, weather playing a role in this or just being looked at?
Weather at this point, we don't believe to be a factor, but it is one aspect that we will be taking a closer look at to make sure environmental factors were or were not an issue. But no indication at this point. Okay. Well, I appreciate, again, you guys standing by and taking your time to wait for me and appreciate your time. And I appreciate Captain Brown. Thank you.
Thank you.